The Pitkin County Coroner has been in the news a lot lately. 2014 is on pace to be a year with more deaths than usual in the county. There's been a high-profile murder, several recent suicides, a couple of accidental skiing deaths, and several lethal drug overdoses. The cases have all come across the coroner's desk.
The coroner is responsible for determining the cause and manner of death, cause being, you know, head injury, chest injury, gunshot wound, whatever.
Pitkin County Coroner Steve Ayers.
The manner would be accident, suicide, homicide, undetermined, natural, etc. So that's statutorily the coroner's job.
Ayers has been Pitkin County's coroner since his predecessor, Don Davis, decided to run for sheriff against Bob Broaddus in the 1980s and lost. Ayers was deputy coroner at the time and was then appointed to replace him. He's an emergency room physician by training from Oklahoma, and he did his first death investigation while working trauma in Tulsa. A lot of gun and knife deaths there, he says. By comparison to Tulsa, Pitkin County's annual death rate is minuscule.
It fluctuates, but around 30 or a little less.
One obvious reminder that he is no longer in a major city where deaths are counted by the dozen or by the hundreds is the Pitkin County Morgue.
So this is our one storage cooler. I put two people in here before, but it's made for one. If they're not too big, the tray will handle it. It's pretty sturdy. So we just turn it on when we have a case, and it, you know, it keeps them cool. We use this most often for people who die in the hospital to store the body until we can complete our investigation.
Ayers has been busy so far this year. Already, in just over 3 months, there have been 14 deaths that he has looked at. Ayers is also an emergency room doctor at Aspen Valley Hospital, and he works out of a cramped, book-filled office in the emergency room. Titles like Grey's Anatomy and Emergency Medical Procedures line the shelves. Ayers has four deputy coroners working with him. In most cases, he or one of the deputies will go to a death scene along with the police or the sheriffs.
We'll usually almost always go to the scene. Sometimes the body ends up here in the hospital or it's not feasible to go to the scene.
Like in an avalanche death or a high altitude death where a climber has fallen.
So we'll do our basic scene investigation, gather information from the police, from witnesses, family. And then the next step is really that we determine pretty quickly is whether or not that person needs an autopsy.
Ayers and his staff don't do autopsies. Instead, when they arrive on scene, they examine the body and take some vital measurements.
For example, a suicide. We may examine the body and determine that all the facts are there and we don't need an autopsy. In those cases, our deputy coroner or myself will do the body exam, draw blood and fluids for toxicology, and we'll do all that ourselves. If they need an autopsy, then we don't do anything to the body. We leave it as is.
And then the body is taken to Grand Junction, where the coroner there is also a forensic pathologist, trained in the dissection of corpses to determine manner and cause of death. In fact, only 15 of Colorado's 64 counties have forensic pathologists as coroners. These pathologists assist the other coroners in smaller counties. Once the reasons for a death are known, details are provided to settle legal issues, solve crimes, and answer questions for grieving survivors. It might sound odd, says Ayers, but the focus of a coroner isn't just on dead bodies.
The real job of the coroner is not about the dead, it's about the living. If we do our job right, we can answer questions for the family. We can answer questions necessary for insurance. We can gather data and information that doctors or automobile manufacturers can use to make the world a safer place.
There are also some duties and responsibilities that one might not connect to a coroner. Coroners are, in effect, part of law enforcement. They have arrest powers. They can issue subpoenas and convene inquests with jurors. If someone refuses their subpoena, a coroner has the authority to hold them in contempt and, much like a district judge, to put them in jail. Ayers, who became coroner when Bob Broaddus was sheriff, says the powers often became a source of joking. The humor is in the fact that much of Ayer's power comes from the Old West, from state statutes written more than a century ago when Colorado became a state.
It's archaic. I mean, the coroner is the only county official who can arrest the sheriff. And should the this used to be a fun and game thing with Broadus and I, because we're good friends and we had this running thing like, you know, who's going to arrest who? If the sheriff has to be arrested on a county warrant, the coroner's the only person who can do that.
Ayer seems happy in his job. He talks with excitement about the third phase of the hospital's expansion plans that are on the horizon. The emergency room will grow in size to provide more space for patients. And in the process, the coroner will get a larger area to work in, too. That means less cramped office space for the five staff and a morgue with a cooler that holds more than one body. At the same time, Ayers has grown weary of some aspects of being a coroner.
Some time ago, I quit wanting to go to scenes. I just had seen enough dead people and would be happy if I never had to be at another death scene.
Dr. Ayers still handles the big cases and what he calls the tricky ones. But he now spends much of his time running the administration of the coroner's office, making sure that all the examinations are documented correctly. In all but three of Colorado's counties, the coroner is an elected position. Pitkin is one of three so-called home rule counties where the job is an appointed position. Later this year, Garfield County will hold an election to replace its current coroner. Next week, we'll take a look at that race and find out what, as voters, we need to know when choosing the person who investigates deaths in the county. I'm Roger Adams, Aspen Public Radio News.